comments on police recruits with tattoos, raising concerns over workplace discrimination on the grounds on off one's personal appearance. Now, according to employment law expert, that's Sepiso Rasetlola, appearance-based discrimination is an ever-changing and often grey area of law that impacts employees worldwide. Now, she says even though South Africa's workplace legislation does not deal specifically with tattoos and piercings, the courts have generally taken the side of the employee in such incidents. Now, she adds that it's also important to consider that tattoos and piercings are commonly dealt with in an employer's dress code or grooming standard.
So, in essence, what we're talking about is the police commissioner discriminating on potential candidates into the SAPS based on their appearance. So on the basis that they have tattoos, he's of the view that they cannot be regarded as people who can protect and serve the society because they are more prone to gangsterism or being labeled as criminals. So in essence, what we'd be talking or discussing about today would be one's discrimination by an employer based on their appearance or their decision to get a tattoo or to get a piercing.
What then is deemed discrimination based on one's personal appearance? Can you explain it?
As opposed to other forms of discrimination, your race, your gender, your sex, South Africa does not have an explicit piece of legislation that provides for the classification of a discrimination based on your appearance or your decision to get a tattoo or a piercing. So in essence, what we'd be looking at is looking at the Constitution. The Constitution, with specific reference to Section 9, provides that no one has the right to discriminate against another based on their freedom of expression and based on their right to dignity.
And Sabiso, let's say I get an outlandish haircut or body piercing and I get discriminated on in my workplace. What then can I do?
So the first thing that you need to do, Matthew, is to first explore the dispute resolution mechanisms that are available to your employer. So in what our typical advice I'd give to employees or employers to say, you first have to lodge a grievance internally using the internal processes. Bring this to HR to say, I'm being discriminated against or my employer is treating me indifferent to my colleagues because I've decided to change my hair from black to orange, or I've decided to get a nose piercing or an eyebrow piercing. And as a result of that, I'm being treated indifferently. I'm not being given work. I'm being discriminated against. And once that internal process has been exhausted and you are of the view that your issue has not been resolved to your satisfaction, you can then explore external dispute resolutions, would be the CCMA, referring a dispute to the CCMA, or referring a dispute to the bargaining council, where then an external person would then weigh your case against the reason why your employer is discriminating or treating you indifferent to your colleagues, and a decision would be taken as to whether that conduct by the employer amounts to discrimination or not. Remember, as an employer, you also have not only the responsibility to make sure that your employees are comfortable in their workplace, you also have an obligation towards your clients and towards your customers. So the employer has the right to put in place a code or a standard that's expected of employees as to how they should conduct themselves in their workplace.
And that was Tsepiso Rasetlola, Associate in Employment Law Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Now stay tuned, we have another traffic update with Rob Byrne, but first...